Morning. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And live from Navy Pier, celebrating Veterans Day, the Steve Cochran Show begins at 6. And it is Veterans Day, and happy Veterans Day to everyone. And we're going to talk about the greatest war movies of all time. We got this list here from Men's Journal. And these were picked by Craig Detweiler, who is a filmmaker and author and the director of the Center of Entertainment, Media, and Culture at Pepperdine University. And he picked the 19 greatest war movies of all time, put them in order chronologically of when they were released. But we want to hear from you. What are the best war movies that you've seen, your favorite war films of all time? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Dan, are you a fan of war movies? Because some people don't like war films.
Yeah, no, I am. Two of my best friends joined the Air Force and Navy, respectively, right before September 11th. So, you know, at that age, you know, seeing them go off and being afraid for them and things like that, yeah. You know, having that kind of...
And you were, how old were you? You were 20, right?
Yeah,
you were 20.
2011, yeah, so 2001, yeah.
You were
so,
20, okay.
So, but yeah, just, you know, obviously you're never going to be there and understand what it's like, but at least you kind of have that empathy there that you get to feel like you're understanding a little bit of what they went through. So I always appreciate the movies for that reason.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any favorites?
We've told the story before, but I broke up with a girl because of her reaction to Black Hawk Down. she was not understanding how, you know, and I know it's not the greatest war film of all time, but again, it was right at that time. My friends had just gone off, so it was hitting me very emotionally, and she just wasn't picking up on that. And I just kind of like, well, this is going to end pretty soon because of that.
Yeah. It's on this list.
Yeah.
And deservedly so. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
I think it's the last good Ridley Scott movie, quite frankly.
Probably is.
It's a very intense movie. I mean, really, I don't know how you couldn't be affected by that film. Really. Esmeralda, have you seen Black Hawk Down?
I have not.
No, it's so good. It's not the easiest movie to sit through. A lot of these films that we're going to be talking about aren't the easiest things to sit through, but a lot of them are very, very rewarding. Esmeralda, do you like war movies in general, or do you not watch them?
Not really.
Yeah.
They're too much for me, emotional-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I cry really easily at movies. So.
Yeah. I can understand that. You know, I mean, that's, you know, it's absolutely true. And a lot of people who are veterans and have seen battle, you know, I remember when Saving Private Ryan came out, they had set up hotlines for veterans who were suffering from post-traumatic stress. And in the first 20 minutes of that movie, you know, it was very hard for people to watch. A lot of World War II veterans back in 1998 went to go see that film and were overwhelmed by it. And I remember there were hotlines that were set up. We actually talked to Gary Lee Wright and I talked to someone who was running a stress hotline. And said that when that movie opened, the weekend that movie opened, they were flooded with calls. It can be – a lot of these movies can be traumatic. Before we get into this list, I do want to mention there's a great war movie that's out right now in theaters, and it's called Hacksaw Ridge. And it stars why am I blank? Andrew Garfield. Andrew Garfield as the first conscientious observer who won – a Medal of Honor for going into battle in World War II and not picking up a rifle, not picking up a gun. He worked as a medic. Mel Gibson directed it. It is as intense and brutal and bloody a movie as you'll ever see. And Esmeralda, I would not recommend that you see this one. Yet it's a really, it's an incredible story, an incredible true story, and it's moving. And it's incredibly effective, and the battle scenes are, you know, if you thought the first 20 minutes of Saving Private Ryan was intense and hard to watch, there's a stretch in this movie, Hacksaw Ridge, that is as intense and as violent and as brutal as any that you'll ever see. But there's a payoff, though. You know, there really is. It's not purposely excessive for no reason. There is an emotional payoff for everything that happens in the movie. So I would like to recommend that if you are interested in seeing a terrific war film. Hacksaw Ridge, which is in theaters now, highly recommended, a terrific movie. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We want to hear from you. What are your favorite war movies of all time? So in chronological order is this list. So starting in 1930 with All Quiet on the Western Front. Did you guys have to read that book for school? Esmeralda, did you have to read it?
I didn't know.
No? Dan?
No. What's the mine's blanking. What's the Hemingway one?
Oh, God. Why is my mind blanking, too? Oh, man. Okay. People are yelling at the radio right now.
That was the one they had us read.
Well, All Quiet on the Western Front from 1930, Lewis Milestone's film adaptation of the novel by the same name is widely considered the first great war film, detailing one increasingly disillusioned German soldier's journey through the death-filled trenches of the Great War. All Quiet on the Western Front is a...
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
That's it, For Whom the Bell Tolls. And we played that by Metallica yesterday. Yeah, All Quiet on the Western Front. I didn't have to read it in school. I know a lot of people did, though. It was assigned reading for a lot of people. I love the film, the original film. They've remade it now a couple of times. But the 1930 version of All Quiet on the Western Front is on this list, and it's definitely a great film. Sergeant York from 1941, classic movie, Howard Hawks directed it. Sergeant York is a prime example of the power of historical context. Released as the U.S. was weighing its entry into World War II, Howard Hawks' film is the true story of a self-proclaimed pacifist who reluctantly fights in World War I and becomes a renowned marksman and hero. A great movie, Sergeant York. So, 1949, Sands of Iwo Jima. Alan Dwan's portrayal of the World War II Battle of Iwo Jima centers on a Marine sergeant played by John Wayne, who is greatly disliked by his charges for the tough paces he puts them through in training. Their attitudes toward him change when the fighting begins, and their preparation begins to pay off. Yeah, The Sands of Iwo Jima. And I'm assuming that all of these are available if you want to see them, you know, on Blu-ray or DVD. This is a legendary one, 1957, The Bridge on the River Kwai. This is a great film. Alec Guinness, just a remarkable movie. David Lean, one of the greatest epic directors of all time. I mean, the guy is responsible for Lawrence of Arabia as well. But David Lean's adaptation details a British POW officer's battle of wills with his Japanese captors during World War II as he is tasked with directing the construction of a vital railroad bridge. He becomes consumed with successfully completing the bridge, even as Allied forces, unbeknownst to him, plot to destroy it. It's a great film. It is a great movie. Dan, have you ever seen Bridge on the River Kwai?
No, you know, I've seen just bits and pieces of it, but never the entire film.
Okay. You know that the... That's from Bridge on the River Kwai. Not from Breakfast Club. Although they do it in Breakfast Club. Esmeralda, you're still confused between Pretty in Pink and Breakfast Club?
Isn't that Armor Hot Dogs? The whistle.
Armor Hot Dog. Yeah, you know, it is the same thing. Yeah. It is. But that's from Bridge on the River Kwai. Okay. You know, I never actually put the Armor Hot Dogs together with that before. That's the first time. And, of course, that's the first thing you think of, Esmeralda, is that, is Armor Hot Dogs.
Because on The Simpsons, they made them sing it.
Oh, man. All right, now, from 1957. Wow, what a good year for war movies. Maybe my favorite, this might be my favorite war movie ever made. It's up there. It's way up there. Paths of Glory. During World War I, a French general condemns three men to die by firing squad in an effort to save face after a poorly planned assault goes predictably awry. Kirk Douglas plays a French colonel willing to stand up to the general, albeit fruitlessly. It's a really strong anti-war film, says Detweiler. It's a World War I film that was made after World War II, but it has a little of Vietnam specter over it. And I agree with that I agree with that 100%. Stanley Kubrick directed the movie, and it is an enormously effective anti-war film. Now, I know a lot of people, there is a legitimate argument that because of the visceral impact and because you do take one side over the other in a war movie, that a lot of people maintain that it's impossible to make an anti-war movie. If you're making a war movie, you know, the impact that it has on you viscerally and emotionally, you are going to be rooting for someone or rooting for someone to beat the other person or to beat the other forces. So, I mean, I can understand that, but this is as close as you can possibly get to a full-on anti-war movie. And if you have not seen Paths of Glory, one of the best Kirk Douglas performances of all time, and Kirk Douglas, obviously a legend, who turns 100 this year. Kirk Douglas turns 100. He, you know, has given amazing performances throughout his entire career, but he's really great in this movie, and he felt very strongly about it, you know, personally, ethically, emotionally, and you can see it in every frame of the movie. It is a great film, Paths of Glory. 312-981-7200 on this Veterans Day. We're talking about the best war movies of all time. We're going in chronological order here. And our phone lines are open. Our text lines are open. We got some texts coming in. What do you guys think? Best war movies of all time on this Veterans Day. 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open, and let's hear from you about this. Let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk more. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 o'clock. It's Friday. That means all the regular features. Fly Jams Friday. Coming up after 4, we've got You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, all of our regular Friday features to get you into the mood for the weekend. And 312-981-7200 for talk and text. It's Veterans Day, and happy Veterans Day to all who have served. And we're talking about the best war movies, and I've got this list here. They were put in chronological order, and we've gotten up to Paths of Glory 1957, and we'll continue talking about it. But I want to hear from you. What are your favorite war films of all time? 312-981-7200. Here's Jill on WGN. Hey, Jill.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Yeah, the one that popped into my head, I just recently watched. I actually heard the audio version on Carl Amari. It was Johnny Got His Gun.
Oh, yeah.
It had Timothy Buttons and Donald Sutherland as Jesus, and talk about, you know, living a nightmare. I can't imagine a more horrific thing to happen in someone in war.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's a great film, Johnny Got His Gun. Yeah. All right. I appreciate it. Jill, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Isn't it all these weird connections to Metallica? You know, the video for One is almost, it's like the entire thing is the footage from Johnny Got His Gun. What's going on here? What's happening? Do you remember the video for One, Dan?
No, not especially.
It's from And Justice for All. It's like a massively, it's not quite as long as November Rain, but it's in that area. It's a jam too. So, all right. 312-981-7200. It's Carrie on WGN. Hey, Carrie.
Yes, hello. How you doing?
All right. I understand you're a veteran.
Yes.
Well, thank you for your service and happy Veterans Day, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, so what would you pick?
Full Metal Jacket.
Okay. Were you a Marine?
Yes.
Okay.
Ellis Island.
Oh, you would. Okay. At Ellis Island. Okay. At Paris Island. Yeah.
The boot camp scenes, you know, totally exact. And then, like I said, it was in 1974. So,
yeah.
At the very end of Vietnam and all the retreads that I served with described it pretty accurate. You know, there's a few things that were overblown, but it was probably one of our favorite movies.
Yeah, I agree with you, Carrie. I think it's a great film, and everybody talks about how strong that first half of the movie is, the training stuff. R. Lee Ermey, who played the drill sergeant, was as you probably know, Carrie, was a real drill sergeant, and he was hired by Kubrick to just be a tech advisor on the movie. Mm-hmm. But he was so good and so real that Kubrick said, just play the drill sergeant. So, it's a great film. It's a great film. All right, Kerry, happy Veterans Day. Okay, sir?
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Yeah, Full Metal Jacket. That's a great. Now, you've seen Full Metal Jacket, right, Dan? Have you seen it?
Yeah, the movie's unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Esmeralda?
I have not.
You haven't. Now, do you remember the little tidbit I gave you about the band The Outfield?
No.
You don't remember when I gave you all that information? Because you know at parties, inevitably, someone at the party is going to mention The Outfield, and you could be armed with incredible amounts of knowledge about the legendary 80s band The Outfield. Their video for Since You've Been Gone was shot on the same location as the last 20 minutes of Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, okay.
Now do you remember?
No. You have to be like pop-up video. I remember those facts.
Yeah. I wonder if they did a pop-up video for Since You've Been Gone. That song is a jam, too. But yeah, I remember watching, because I love The Outfield. I love those guys. I love that band. And I remember when the video came out, the first time I ever saw the video, I was like, well, I didn't think The Outfield could be cooler. And there they are on the set of Full Metal Jacket. These guys rule. By the way, the 773 area code agrees with Full Metal Jacket. 312 area code texts in, Saving Private Ryan, We Were Soldiers and Black Hawk Down. And I'll throw in an intense what-if movie, Failsafe. We Were Soldiers, another Mel Gibson movie. Really good movie. Really an intense. Saving Private Ryan, I'm not a fan of Saving Private Ryan. I like the first 20 minutes, but the rest of it to me just, I don't know. It didn't work for me. It reeked of corniness to me. 312 area code, Battleship Potemkin. Great film. 847 area code says Gettysburg is a great one. Gettysburg is a really great movie and some fantastic facial hair. So, all right. Hey, speaking of facial hair, donate to my Movember page, will you? Please? My mustache is coming in pretty good, don't you think, Dan?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah.
Got the Fu Manchu.
Got the Fu Manchu going. Esmeralda, did you see my mustache coming in?
It looks nice. I was trying to think of another word, but I couldn't.
Yeah, there's not a lot of good mustache adjectives.
No, there isn't.
Dapper. There isn't.
Yeah. Funky. But anyway, can we put my Movember page up on our
will do.
On our Facebook page? People donate. I'm looking to raise $2,000, and it goes towards testicular and prostate cancer and men's health and men's mental health as well. And I'm growing the mustache. I'm shaving every day and trimming it and keeping it grown. And I got myself a mustache for Movember. So please give. We'll post it up on our Facebook page and donate whatever you can. And the Movember Foundation is awesome. Check out Movember.com. And I would love it if you could donate some dough. All right, we'll take a quick break. We come back. We got war movies and all of our regular features leading into Fly Jams Friday. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies. And then after 4, Dan will become DJ Shagru. Esmeralda will become Esmeralda the Heart Melda. Vic will become Viggity Viggity Vic Verified Double V. And I'll be Wiki Wiki Nicky. Fly Jams Friday. All right. Veterans Day, and we thank everyone for their service, and happy Veterans Day to everyone. And before we get back to talking about the best war movies and your favorites at 312-981-7200, I'd want to tell you about this concert that's coming up Saturday night, tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at the Rosemont Theater, you can see America Salutes You. It's a concert headlined by the great Cyndi Lauper. Gavin DeGraw is going to be there, Wanda Jackson, CeCe Winans. It's a concert honoring those who serve in the military, veterans, and their families. And it's going to be happening tomorrow night at the Rosemont Theater. And it's all headlined by Cyndi Lauper. You can get your tickets at americasalutesyou.org or through Ticketmaster. And you can also make a $10 donation through an AT&T text to donate to the campaign. Just text FREEDOM to 80077 starting tomorrow. That's Freedom to 80077. 100% of the funds raised will be granted to the nonprofit organization helping veterans, service members, and their families across the country. So if you can't make it to the concert, just text tomorrow, Freedom, to 80077 and text a $10 donation. All right, so make sure you come on out. The America Salutes You concert, headlined by Cyndi Lauper at the Rosemont Theater, and your tickets are available at americasalutesyou.org or through Ticketmaster. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Here's Kevin on WGN. Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Hi.
Great show.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I'm not a veteran, but I am a big fan of, you know, the great war movies in our time.
Yeah.
I have, like, a short list here. You remember Sahara with Humphrey Bogart?
Sure. Mm-hmm, of course.
Okay, from Here to Eternity.
Yep, classic.
The Young Lion.
Mm.
That's with Marlon Brando, Dean Martin, and Montgomery Clift.
Right. Young Lion, sure.
Yeah. Von Ryan's Express.
Von Ryan's Express is a great movie, a personal favorite of mine.
Yeah. The Longest Day.
Longest Day, another great one.
Think the Bismarck.
Mm-hmm.
Platoon.
Yep.
The Great Escape.
Yeah, Great Escape is a great one, too. Yeah.
The Dirty Dozen.
Yep.
Patton.
Mm-hmm.
And Stalag 17.
Stalag 17 is a great one, too. Those are all good. Kevin, thank you for the call.
All right, you're welcome.
Take care, buddy. 312-981-7200. Another text here. In Harm's Way is one of the best war movies ever made. 847 said Jarhead, Platoon, and Casualties of War. Casualties of War is one of my favorite movies of all time. One of the most criminally underrated Brian De Palma movies, too, with a couple of great performances by Sean Penn and Michael J. Fox. It's a devastating movie. 847 area code says A Bridge Too Far. Another great movie. Mentioned The Great Escape, which is on the list here. And The Dirty Dozen is also on the list. MASH is on the list, which is a great movie. Apocalypse Now from 1979 is on this list. The Big Red One from 1980, great film. Das Boot from 1981, a great movie. Ron, Akira Kurosawa's masterpiece from 1985, one of the best movies ever made. That's also on this chronological list here. Platoon, again, is mentioned. Full Metal Jacket mentioned. Black Hawk Down, Saving Private Ryan. Thin Red Line. Terrence Malick's brilliant movie that it kind of got overshadowed by Saving Private Ryan because it came out the same year. Thin Red Line is a much more poetic film and ethereal. And then finally on the list is The Hurt Locker, one of the best war movies ever made, and is on the list for best war movies of all time. Let's talk to Carol on WGN. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good. I'm not a fan of war movies, but I do really, really love The Great Escape.
Yeah.
And I recall that when Ray Rayner passed away, that it might have been mentioned in the paper or even on WGN that he was a POW.
Yes, he was.
And he was, according to what I remember, he helped to prepare the escape.
Yep.
That was depicted in the film, but that he had been transferred to a camp before the actual escape.
That's a true story. That's a true story. Yep.
Lord me.
Yeah.
That, yep. You know, somebody, even though I did see him perform as Nathan Detroit in Guys and Dolls.
Sure.
As a Chicago favorite, it just kind of touched me.
Ray Rayner was an amazing man. I have to say that, you know, he was one of my childhood heroes, and I'm speaking millions of other people feel the same way about him. But I had the unbelievable pleasure of sitting down and doing like a 2-hour interview with him. And it was, all those stories were great. And he was just an amazing guy. He was an amazing guy that I will always cherish watching it every morning. I watch the Ray Rayner show every morning.
Yes.
Yeah. He was the
best.
He was
an amazing guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as many people who served during World War II, like my father, my uncle, they didn't talk about it, but you didn't, the untold stories of what they did,
it's
or
true,
how they helped.
Yep. Yep. It's true. Carol, thank you for the call.
Good luck. Thank you, Nick.
Okay. Bye. And finally, here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. Good morning. How are you, man?
How are you? I understand you're a veteran, too.
Yes, I was in the National Guard, did 2 years in the National Guard, and I did about 6.5 years in the Marines.
Well, man? Thank you for your service, man, and happy Veterans Day.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks. You guys are welcome. And, I was in the first Gulf War, even though my unit never saw any action. They surrendered. So.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was an artillery unit, and that's why I can't hear for crap. I'm an
artillery. Okay.
But it was over before we even got called up.
Well, that's, okay, good.
I was telling Dan, Warden, I got to apologize to Dan because he might have thought I wasn't paying attention. I was actually in the process of making a turn when he was talking.
It's important to pay attention while you're driving, Patrick.
Right, yeah. All right, I'm on a Bluetooth. But,
all right.
The war movies. I was telling him Saving Private Ryan was one. I saw that on the big screen when it came out.
Yep.
A Bridge Too Far, I remember watching that as a kid. It was a two-part movie. I think it was on Channel 5. They showed it a long time ago.
Yeah, it's a long movie. It's a long movie.
Yeah, it is very long.
Yeah.
Fury. I just recently saw Fury, and that was really good.
That's a good movie, man. You know, that movie that didn't make a dime, if I remember correctly. It came out a couple of years ago, Brad Pitt movie. Really good film.
Yeah, real good one. And while I was waiting, of course, Full Metal, as a Marine, of course, Full Metal Jacket, the opening of Full Metal Jacket, even though my drill instructors weren't that intense. But it was close enough.
Right,
Full Metal Jacket and Casualties of War, another one I also got to see on the big screen with Michael J. Fox and Sean Penn.
Yeah, so. I just mentioned that one a little bit earlier. That's one of my favorites of all time. It's a devastating movie. Absolutely devastating.
It really is. Yeah, it really is.
All right, Patrick.
Side of humanity.
All right, buddy.
You guys have a great weekend.
Have a great happy Veterans Day to you, man.
All right, appreciate it.
Okay, take care. There you go. All right. So, you know, that article, by the way, we have it up on our Facebook page if you want to read all the reasons why he chose those 19 films. And again, they're in chronological order.